Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. You know that we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with your question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. Well, here we are. It's June. I mean, like, Father Time waits for no one. It just keeps rolling and rolling. And today, we want to focus on all the gifts and the blessings we receive from the Holy Spirit as we prepare for the solemnity of Pentecost. Amen. And so our question for today's show is this: how are you preparing for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit this Pentecost and yielding to Him daily? And you could go to ewtn.com/Pentecost so you can get the ebook where it tells us the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And EWTN is also doing a novena to the Holy Spirit as we prepare, because it's a matter of preparing. It's like every day we choose Jesus. Yeah. Every day we choose to be conformed more and more into His likeness, into His image, into His ways. But that means you and I have to yield. We don't get up in the power of us. We get up, we yield ourselves, hopefully, to the power of the Holy Spirit, where then He can rule and reign in us. At the end of the day, it's a happy day because He's done miracles in your life. And for everything good that happens, He gets all the glory. For everything bad that happens, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa.
So we recently celebrated the Feast of the Ascension.
Yes.
I want to read a part of that lesson from last Sunday. He, Jesus, presented Himself alive to them by many proofs. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days. Proofs that He had suffered, and now He was appearing, speaking to them about the kingdom of God. Jesus appeared over 40 days presenting Himself. He really rose again from the dead and was walking among His people, His disciples. While meeting with them, He enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you heard from Me. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And Jesus ascends right in front of them up into heaven at the right hand of the Father, so that Jesus and the Father might send a power of the Holy Spirit, which proceeds from the Father and from the Son. And then we hear Pentecost that's coming. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind. Imagine that, a strong drive, the sound of the Holy Spirit. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. And this outpouring of the Spirit is not just for those disciples, for Our Lady, it's for all of us through our baptism, through confirmation, through God's grace and mercy. And so we should renew. That's the feast that's coming up, the Feast of Pentecost. So we want to be doing that novena or just praying each day for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But we want to renew that. We need to consent. Do we need to consent for the Holy Spirit to move upon us? It's a relationship. And we need to say, look, yes, like you were saying, Joy, today, I want to surrender to You. Stir up the gifts that have been given to me, the sevenfold gifts, whatever other gift You want to give to me, and come in power. And that power of the Holy Spirit is used in a central way to be a witness, to share about Jesus Christ with others, to make disciples of people in our families, our friends, our neighbors, our enemies, to share a better way with people. And also we should be praying that people will come to us and share with us that we might grow in the Lord. Every Catholic is called to be a missionary of the dignity of God, and you're sent by God to evangelize the world. Say, Lord, move in me the power of the Holy Spirit, that I could bear witness to other people about the love of Jesus Christ and the good news of His church. Give us a call, 1-800-221-9460. Is that what it is?
Yep.
1-800-221-9460. And we want to hear from you. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, the theme for today's show is how are you preparing for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit this Pentecost and yielding to Him daily? We certainly would love to hear from you, so give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460. If you are calling and you are outside North America, you could reach us at 205-271-2980. And I pray that every day, not just in this season as we're preparing or maybe making a special novena to Pentecost Sunday, but that every day, and one way when we need to examine the fruits, we need to examine the works of the Holy Spirit in our life. And if there isn't evidence of it, then we need to go before the Holy Spirit and ask Him to break off anything that might be oppressing you in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. Go make a great confession, maybe go to adoration, just so that your mind and heart and spirit are set in a good and holy, right way. And then ask, Lord, I need the power of your Holy Spirit to fill me afresh and anew. Not just during this season, but every single day. Because every single day, there's a war going on. Every single day, we are having power encounters of light and darkness, of goodness and evil and truth and lies. And so we, as a people of God, need to be fully equipped and fully empowered. And God, when He said to us, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, He meant it. And that Holy Spirit is to come up alongside of us, whether we're going through moments of trials, tribulations, sufferings, joys, whatever it is, He is that near and close to us. Well, we have Father Franklin, and Father Franklin Fumumakong is from the Diocese of Birmingham. And we are excited to have Father with us on the phone because Father is going to be sharing at the Catholic Charismatic Conference this July 25th through the 26th here in Birmingham, Alabama. And also a renowned charismatic figure, Ralph Martin, will be speaking there also. So at this time, we would love to welcome Father Franklin on the phone. He is a very fully alive Catholic charismatic priest, and we are delighted to know Father Franklin.
Father Franklin, you there? Go right ahead. Mm-mm. Father, you there? We can't hear you. Okay. Father Franklin, go right ahead. Question of the day, how do we prepare for the Feast of Pentecost? How do we prepare every day to yield to the power of the Holy Spirit? Your thoughts.
Thank you for having me again on your show, Jim and Joy. It's always a great pleasure. And permit me begin by sharing a little joke of a story, how after 33 years of Jesus' earthly life, which follows His ascension, which we just celebrated.
Yes.
It is said that upon His arrival, He was received at a gate by Archangel Michael, who inquired with great excitement and asked Him, Jesus, how was it down there? And Jesus said, it was good. The next question came from Archangel Gabriel, who asked, did you complete your mission of preaching the good news and draw all to yourself? Of course, you will always know. Archangel Gabriel is always concerned about messages. So Jesus responded by saying, not fully, kind of. I saved all, but the mission must continue for them to know that they have been saved. So I chose 12 men to continue what I have begun. Mm. The angel asked out of curiosity, are these 12 priests, lawyers, orators, journalists, doctors? Jesus said, no. Then He pulled out a little piece of paper and He read out the names of the apostles, a couple of fishermen and tax collectors. And the angels all laughed. The point here is, between the ascension and the Pentecost, we as a church we are in what I would call the upper room conclave, expecting the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus does not only and always call the qualified, but he qualifies those he has called. He does not always call the worthy, he calls those who are willing. And he makes them worthy. As we look forward to Pentecost in this year of the holy year of the holy Jubilee of Hope, my invitation is that of participation. Everyone is called to participate in one way or the other. No one should be left behind. We have Novena to the Holy Spirit ongoing. We have Holy Hours. We are called to the sacrament of confession and reconciliation, and also to daily Holy Mass. These are amazing ways of preparing for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Everyone is on board. The Jubilee Year of Hope. Paul tells us from Romans chapter 5, the verse 5, hope does not disappoint. In a world so devastated and people are seemingly losing hope, the church encourages us that the Holy Spirit is our advocate. The Holy Spirit is coming to plead our cause. And the Holy Spirit is coming to all of us. No one is an exception, because there is no one living who is a mistake. There is no living mistake of a human being. So we just have to dispose ourselves and receive the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
In another twist of it, I always look at, we are sometimes so caught up and concerned by the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. I think we have to look at that beyond, because the gift of the Holy Spirit is what the Holy Spirit gives us. What are we accountable for? It is the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We receive those gifts to bear fruits. And we have all the fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We got modesty, chastity, generosity. Everyone has to bear fruit, because that is what we read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, the verse 16. By their fruit shall they be known. We do not pride ourselves by the gifts we have received. It's a gift. God gave it to us. But we should be accountable by bearing fruit. And this is where I go by the call of general involvement, participation, and everyone should put your gift at the disposal of the common people for the common good. Mm-hmm. No gift should be left unused.
Yes.
There is a saying that every gift or talent dies off when it suffers the blight of neglect. Do not neglect the use of your gifts.
Yes.
Put it out for the common good.
Yes.
And let everyone be able to see the light of God in you. Mm. And I repeat again, by their fruit shall they be known. Let us receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
not in competition, rather in completion. There is no higher gift. There's no better gift. All gifts given to a multitude have come from the same source for the common good of the community.
Beautiful.
So we do not compete with our gifts. We use it to complete each other.
Mm.
And that is why the Holy Spirit continues to pour out these blessings,
yeah,
upon the entire church, so that together we all can bear fruit for the greater honor and glory of God.
Mm. Father Franklin, we've got to go to a break. Thank you so much for this incredibly solid teaching. And I pray that all of us hearing this now, that we would not simply say, oh, that was such a nice teaching, but we would say, Lord, Holy Spirit, do that within me, what Father just shared, the gifts and the fruit of the Holy Spirit for the sake of the entire body and for the sake of witnessing to the gospel of Christ. You could do that now. You listen to what Father said. Say now, Holy Spirit, stir that up within me, even at this moment, that I might be a witness for you. We're going to close with a quote here. At this time, I'd like to share a quote from Pope St. John Paul II. We must open ourselves again to the gift of that same Holy Spirit. In that Spirit, we are baptized. In that Spirit, we are confirmed. In that Spirit, we are called to share in the mission of Christ. In that Spirit, we shall indeed become the people of Pentecost, the apostles of our time. Amen to what St. John Paul is saying there, the second is saying there. Cooperate. You're hearing these words. You might be saying, Holy Spirit, can you really do this in me? What's this going to look like in me and through me? Say yes to the Lord as Mary said yes. And say yes to Jesus saying, go for me. Pray that people would come to you, that you could share the good news of Jesus Christ with. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we hope that we have been able to help you prepare for the Feast of Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now we're going to go to Rome to speak with beautiful Joan Lewis. Now, Joan, our Holy Father sounds like he had a very busy weekend.
Well, Jim and Joy, greetings from Rome, and what a weekend it has been here at the Vatican. Now, Friday evening, in what for many, many years has been a very beautiful tradition on the May 31st Feast of the Visitation, 2,000 people, including cardinals, bishops, men and women, religious, and of course, lay faithful, processed through the Vatican Gardens, praying the rosary, on their way to the Grotto of Lourdes. And Pope Leo came down to greet everybody at the very end, and he expressed his joy at the vigil, calling it a gesture of faith through which, in a simple and devout way, we gather together under the maternal mantle of Mary. He said, let each one of us look at our lives as a journey, following Jesus as we walk together as we did tonight, together with his mother Mary. And let us ask the Lord for the grace to praise him daily, not only with just words, but also how we live our life. So a very beautiful evening in the gardens. And then the next morning, the Holy Father, in another joyful ceremony, ordained 11 priests for the Diocese of Rome. And of course, tradition is that the Pope is the Bishop of Rome. Now Sunday, in a very hot, beautiful, sun-splashed St. Peter's Square, Pope Leo presided at Mass for the jubilee of families, children, grandparents, and the elderly. And in his homily, he focused on how the family is a source of communion and of faith. He said, marriage is not an ideal, but the measure of true love between a man and a woman, a love that is total, faithful, and fruitful. He encouraged parents to be examples of integrity, children to remember to thank their parents, and then grandparents and the elderly to watch over their loved ones with wisdom and compassion, with the humility and the patience that come with age. Now, as if the Holy Father did not have enough to do on Sunday, after Mass, he went to join his Augustinian confreres for lunch to celebrate the 70th birthday of the Prior General of the Order, Father Alejandro Mayor. And then his schedule continued. Inside the Vatican, in mid-afternoon, he met with 159 cyclists from 29 different countries as they complete their three-week tour of the bicycle race called Giro d'Italia. And the Pope said, he said, no, you are examples. And of course, you know, the Pope loves sports as well. He said, no, you are examples to young people around the world. The Giro d'Italia is very loved, and not only in Italy, but in many other countries. He said cycling is important just as sports are in general. And then the Pope applauded the spirit, of course, of sacrifice and camaraderie that mark sports. I don't know about you, but I mean, what, just a few days for the Holy Father. He's only been Pope for 3 weeks, folks. And that's a pretty big schedule, but God bless him, God bless all of us as we pray for him. On those words, back to you.
Joan, thank you so much. Yes, we got to watch some of that coverage on EWTN. Well, one of the comments someone had written to us is, I love the Feast of Pentecost, and I meditate and ask the Holy Spirit for his gifts and fruits. I realize that I am lacking in so many places, and it's only through the grace of God that it's possible for me to improve. Many times, I want to do everything my own way, forgetting God has a plan for me. And I'm so grateful that the Holy Spirit calls me back every time when I stray from God's plan. And this is from Jen on Facebook. And that's to all of us, right? We all need to be reminded. So as we're preparing, I strongly encourage that you just this week in this time of your novena time as you're preparing, examine your fruit. Maybe go to confession, maybe go to adoration in ways where you can become a better version of you, you being dictated by the power of the Holy Spirit and not yourself. Mm.
Say, come Holy Ghost, Creator blessed, and in my heart take up your rest. Come with your grace and heavenly aid, fill the heart, fill my heart which thou hast made. Remember, you're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. And by the way, Wednesday, Thursday, we have Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle with us. And her book, Our Life, Our Sweetness, and Our Hope, Jubilee Pilgrims of Hope with Mary. And it's going to be a great show. God bless you and all of your loved ones. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.